You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We've seen what you can do. God of wonders, your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise. Death is overcome.
And good morning. So glad that you have joined us today at WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and you are tuned into 89.9. Great to have Karen Hubbard with me in the studio this morning. I am Jonathan McLean, and we have a guest already online this morning, Chris Fogle, who is a whole lot more than a guest. You are actually, Chris, a very dear friend of our ministry here. And, of course, we're just going to start the morning by talking about the National Day of Prayer that's coming up. So, Chris, just give us an introduction to the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance and this great event that's going to be happening Thursday right here in the Treasure Coast of Florida.
Well, good morning, and thank you. And yes, the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a group of pastors from Martin and St. Lucie County who come together as the body of Christ to bring together all believers of Jesus Christ. And we're excited about tomorrow night at the Civic Center in Port St. Lucie, the Mid-Florida Credit Union. From 6:30 to 8 o'clock tomorrow evening, it's going to be a spectacular evening, where we come together to pray, but not just prayer, but prayer to our God that created the universe, the God of our prophets, Isaiah and Daniel, and the God of our Savior, Jesus Christ. This is no ordinary evening. This is a special evening. And we're inviting everyone who wants to come together and offer prayer to our Heavenly Father. It will be a night like none other. We are blessed to have three vocalists from Martin and St. Lucie County that will help in the praise and the music that will be done by our psalmist, Jim Sunderworth, and his band. And it's just going to be an incredible evening. Elected officials from both Martin and St. Lucie County will be there. And we're hoping that all people can spend some time to come together in prayer for such a time as this. We know what we're going through today in this world with the problems that exist, whether it's in Ukraine, whether it's this decision in the Supreme Court. There is so much to go before our Heavenly Father and pray for. So really excited about tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Mid-Florida Credit Union. It's indoors, it's air-conditioned, and I promise it will be a night like none other.
All right, Chris, once again, for people just tuning in, we want you to be aware of a great prayer event, National Day of Prayer. It's going to be taking place right here in the Treasure Coast of Florida, and this will be beginning at 6:30 p.m. Is that correct?
That is correct. So we encourage people, as you're coming home from work, or if you've already been home, what a great opportunity not only to come, but to bring your children, to bring your relatives, to bring your neighbors. And even if you're visiting in our area and you're just passing through and spending the night, come to the Civic Center and share in the night of prayer. It will definitely be an evening that you will never forget.
You know, Chris, there are many different prayer events that are taking place all over our nation tomorrow, and we simply applaud every believer who makes it a priority to unite with the body of Christ. When we look at history, we can look into the Word of God. We can look at when the nations were called, or a nation or a leader called their people to humble themselves and seek the heart of God, that these were transitional moments in history where God, it appeared, just supernaturally transformed what was on the horizon because people humbled themselves and prayed. And if there ever has been a time in our history as a nation, as we look at where we have come from and where we have come to, we desperately need our God, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, to have mercy on our nation. And this is an awesome time to come together. And it is a family event, Chris. Everyone is invited, I know. And I believe we have a large number of pastors and leaders that have committed that will be participating. Tell me a bit about that.
Yes, we've got pastors from Martin County and St. Lucie County, not just head pastors, but we will have some youth pastors. We will have people representing business and government. It's just going to be an incredible evening. And, you know, God wants to hear from you. He wants to hear from you, not from CNN or Fox News or anything else. He wants to hear what's on your heart. You are His creation. The veil has been torn. There is an open airway to reach our Heavenly Father. And when we can come together in a public forum to praise God and to ask God to hear us, He will hear. But as you said, we must come before Him humbly and just search Him out. There is so much that God can do that we can't. So you go to God in prayer for the things that only God can do. And this is our opportunity to show God in a public forum, people coming together from Martin, St. Lucie, or wherever they're coming from, Fort Lauderdale, New York. We don't care where you're from, but please come and join us, because we're all brothers and sisters in Christ.
You know, Chris, sometimes at prayer events, people may think, as they look back, they may think, well, that was an event where we basically went and listened to people pray. But I know with the Alliance, one of the discussions that has come up in previous years, and probably this year just the same, is that this is not a prayer production wherein individuals are welcome to come and listen to someone else pray. This is a call, I believe, to the body of Christ to come out and participate as an individual, knowing that God says if two or three are coming into agreement, that He is there in the presence of them. This is not to come and listen to someone else pray. It is to come and participate, as we have pastors and leaders from all over the Treasure Coast region that are obviously leading out. But this is a prayer event for you to be a participant. Is that correct?
That absolutely is correct. And it's going to be a great opportunity for people that are there to pray for the person standing beside them, for the wants and needs that they may have. It's going to be an open forum of prayer, and we will have a Pastor Mark Herrera who will lead the audience to pray for one another. It is what the early church did in Acts 2 when we came together in one accord, and this is what we are doing. We are the church, and we come together in unity of Jesus Christ.
Well, I know that there is going to be a time of prayer for the military. You mentioned some of these things. First responders, time of prayer for them, for our nation, for local governments, for churches, for Israel and the Ukraine, for our families, for the educational system, and also youth. Now, let's just for a moment talk to me about youth. Sometimes our youth go, well, that's something for, you know, my parents. That's something for grandpa's generation. What about young people, and what is their role in this, and how are we to call the young people to come and be participants this evening?
The youth are extremely important because they are the future of the church. And the youth right now are experiencing all kinds of challenges, whether it's being bullied, whether it's whatever is going on in a young person's heart that's troubling, where they need God to intervene. This is an important time as they try to determine where God's calling them in their life. What does God want them to be? So for the youth, it's extremely important, because I think we all remember during our youth, it was a difficult time trying to figure out who we were, who did God want us to be, what did God want us to do, and this is a time for the youth to come together and be lifted up. And we will have youth pastors. J.J. Anderson, as a youth pastor, will be there to help and pray for you. So we really encourage our young men and women that can join to be there. It's a night for all people.
So, you know, moms, dads, grandparents, invite your teenagers, invite your children, middle school students that are in your families, bring them out. They are welcome. Bring your babies. Bring the grandparents. Let's pack the stadium out. It's not a stadium, but it's an indoor auditorium. Let's pack this out for the glory of God, and let's believe the Lord for a tremendous breakthrough and revival across our nation. And may it begin in me, Chris. You know, that's my prayer. May the Lord do a fresh work in my life. I'm coming as one to share, to participate, but one to receive as well.
Amen. And, you know, we are going to, for those that may have not been to the Civic Center, this may be their first time, I want them to rest assured there is more than ample parking for everybody. So there is covered parking, four stories high, so you don't have to worry about a place to park. There's ample room. There will be a program that will be given to those that attend that have declarations on the back of the program that you can take home with you and pray with your family the rest of this year. It's a declaration for 2022 that's got all the biblical references. So we really encourage all people to come in one accord. This is going to be a powerful evening.
Amen. Amen. Chris, would you lead us in prayer over this event? Once again, National Day of Prayer, which is Thursday, May the 5th, 2022, at 6:30 p.m., a great event on the Treasure Coast of Florida is going to be taking place, the National Day of Prayer, and this is an invitation to all of our listeners and all of our people to come out in accordance with 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Chris, would you lead us in prayer?
Father God, as we in our hearts pray 2 Chronicles 7:14, Lord, we just pray that tomorrow evening it will be all about you. Lord, we turn to you to give us the answers that we need, Lord God, to seek your face, to seek your counsel, to seek your wisdom. Lord, bring us together as the body of Christ. Let us come together in unity For we are better together than we are divided. And Lord, we know that this country and this world right now is greatly divided. But Lord, we stand before you united. United in the one true God, in the Savior Jesus Christ, who died for our sins and shed his blood for us for the remission of sins. Lord, we just pray that you will search our hearts and know, Lord, that we love you with all our heart and all our soul and all our might, and pray that you will bring people together tomorrow night that have never done this before, but will realize the power of the body of Christ coming together. We pray this in the name above all names, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you very much, Chris. Once again, if someone is just tuning in now, Chris, please give us the information about what's taking place tomorrow night.
Yes, located on U.S. 1 in Port St. Lucie, the Mid-Florida Credit Union. Tomorrow night, the National Day of Prayer, which is celebrated all over the country, we will celebrate tomorrow evening at 6:30. From 6:30 to 8, there will be ample parking. There will be praise and worship. We have three beautiful vocalists. We will have pastors from Martin and St. Lucie County, youth ministers, and business to come together and pray and bring all of us together tomorrow night. Again, 6:30, Mid-Florida Credit Union. We look forward to seeing all of you come together.
Thank you very much, Chris, for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. God bless you so much, and we look forward to a great day of victory and advancement in the kingdom of God tomorrow. Have a blessed day, Chris.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for all that you're doing for the kingdom and WCNO, spreading the word of God throughout the Treasure Coast and beyond. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you very much, Chris.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Well, Karen, we have a full morning still.
We do.
On Wednesday Live, so we have a lot more
a lot
to take place.
On.
I understand Ma and Paul is sort of in the wing. Do we have any mail we can share real quick? Maybe toward the end we will have a prayer time. So if we have any prayer requests, let's bring those in at the very end.
Yeah, we have just one note here from Francois, who had sent in a donation. He said, God bless you all. Great job.
Great job. Thank you, Francois. All right. Very good.
It's nice to hear from our listeners.
It is, for sure. It
yes,
is
and then sure. we have three prayer requests that
three
we'll,
prayer requests we'll
do
bring
later.
In. All right. Let's go right to, looks like it's entitled The Miracles of His Love. No? All right. Well, we're looking to see if we have Ma and Paul here to bring in. Let's see what takes place. Oh, okay. If I put the right numbers in, then it will work right. Mm-hmm. There we go. All right. Let's welcome on Paul, and I believe they have a good word for us today, and it kind of fits in with the fact we had a great, successful prayer and share, and we want to thank all of you who were participants in it.
As many of you know, Ma and Paul have a table at the local flea market. Every Saturday, they bring eggs and produce from their garden to sell. This endeavor has turned into a decent source of extra income for them. They both celebrate the fact that God has put his favor on them, and the egg and vegetable production has been way above previous years. In fact, they have so much excess that Pa is thinking about renting a bigger table at the flea market. He's just sitting down with Ma to explore this option. Usually, they're both on the same page concerning most financial decisions they make, but today, Ma is going to have a suggestion for a different direction.
Well, Ma, after this weekend at the flea market, it's clear to me we got to have more space to set out our eggs and produce. Between your excellent gardening and our hens working overtime, we got more to sell.
Oh, for sure, Pa. God's really been good to us. And I've been thinking.
I got to talk with the flea market manager, old Homer Fassbinder, on Saturday. Well, he said there's two bigger tables available. We can choose which one we want and move it
move to it this coming weekend. It's only $10 more per week.
Well, that's wonderful, but...
I was figuring we could take home an additional $150 a week with that extra production we got on top of what we're already making every Saturday.
Pa, just a minute. I know you've been thinking about this, and I've been thinking too. In fact, I have an idea that might be a blessing.
Of course it'll be a blessing. More space means more money. God has sure been good to us. Why, just the other day, I was talking with old Jack Fliegenmeister. You know that feller what has the table across from ours? He sells his taxidermy.
Yeah, I know him, but...
And frankly, Ma, I can't understand why folks buy from him. Most of his stuff is poorly done. Why, last week he had a fox with five legs and a raccoon what looked like it had been through a wood chipper.
Well, Pa,
But old Jack agreed we needed more table space. We talked about it when he came over to ask for two blueberries.
Two blueberries?
Yeah. Well, he said he needed some eyes for a possum he was working on, and he was out of them glass eyes he uses. Well, he's got a deer back at his house he's working on. I sure want to see that when it's done. He's using roadkill. There's the skin of four deer already. All he needs is a head. Of course, he's calling it Frankendeer. He thinks the folks at Cracker Barrel might want to buy it.
Listen, Pa, just for a minute, can you keep quiet?
Well, sure, Ma. What's on your mind?
You know, you're right. We got more produce and eggs than our table will hold. And I know you'd like to put it all out instead of keeping some in the truck for when we sell things. But I've been thinking a lot about this, and I believe we should think about doing something better with our excess.
Oh, I agree.
You do?
I sure do. I've been thinking I'd build some display boxes for that bigger table and put our best-looking fruit and vegetables in them. I'll build them three high so it don't take up so much space. Well, that'll sell more for sure.
Pa, you ain't got your mind on what I got mine on. Now, turn your ears in the direction of my mouth and keep your lips shut.
Goodness, Ma, I'm sorry I got you so upset.
Just listen. You said earlier that God blessed us with some really rich produce and egg production. That's so very true. But I don't believe he gave it to us so we could sell it. I mean, we already get enough money coming in from everything we do on top of our Social Security. It's God's blessing to us. He wants us to pass it on to those that need the blessing.
Well, Ma, I can't argue with your commentary. But you know, I'd already started working out how that extra money would go to making some needed repairs.
Well, like what?
Well, the barn roof leaks. The tractor needs a tune-up. Your pickup has to have the transmission rebuilt. And the hen house needs painting. And those are just at the top of the list.
Pa, I usually don't disagree with you, because you know the needs at the farm. But this time I got to tell you that the Lord didn't give me a word about our increased production.
The Lord? I mean, he spoke to you?
Pa, you don't think the Lord believes that I'm worthy to speak to?
No. I mean, well, I know the Lord speaks to you, Ma, but usually he also speaks to me too.
Well, I guess this time he decided he'd give me his word. Knowing that you'd already put some fancy thoughts into your mind about that extra produce, and that you'd need to empty your brain of them before you'd be ready to hear his plan.
Yeah, I suppose he would do that. So, now that my hard-thought ideas have been made ineffective by divine revelation, please tell me what the Lord give to you.
Pa, it was just yesterday. I was reading my Bible in my private prayer time, and I just got into Luke chapter 12. That's the parable where Jesus tells about a rich man who had a huge harvest, more than his barns could hold. So he decided to tear down those barns and build bigger ones.
Yeah, I know that scripture. The feller was all set to get started on the construction when God told him what a fool he was.
That's right. That man had his eyes set on his money, but not on his relationship with God. Otherwise, he would have known his life was about to end. And he would have devoted his remaining time to prayer and getting closer to God.
So, I guess I'm hearing the Lord tell us not to get bigger tables, right?
Pa, he showed me there's a lot of folks who are struggling these days because of the economy. What the COVID lockdowns did and the inflation eating away at folks' hard-earned money. I know there's a couple of homeless shelters outside of town, that could use some of our produce and eggs.
You're right. And another place is that shelter for women and kids what suffer from domestic abuse. Well, they could use some fresh food, too.
So, you with me on this?
Yep. Those other things we got to fix can wait, I reckon. Just hearing you talk about giving away that food has warmed my heart some.
That's real good, Pa. Real good.
There's just one thing. When the Lord give you that revelation from that parable, and you read about that rich man, what was about to die, did God say anything about me? I mean, since I guess I'm supposed to stand in for that greedy rich man, am I about to die, Ma?
You know, I don't remember God telling me that, Pa. And you finally made a righteous decision about our riches, so I'm guessing I'll have you around for quite a spell.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. I don't want to miss what's coming up next Saturday.
What's that, Pa?
Old Jack Flagenmeister said he's going to be finished with his Frankendeer, and he invited us to come over for the unveiling. I've been real curious ever since he mentioned it, but he did ask if we come, we bring some black olives.
Black olives? What on earth for?
Well, he said he's all out of them deer eyeballs, and then black olives will do the job till he gets more. Well, I guess Pa finally got the message. And it is often that Ma is the one who gives him God's word when Pa is all caught up with his own thinking. And the message is very timely for the church. In these days, we need to be very close to God so that we will know his will for his church. When we trust him to take care of our needs, we have the peace and freedom to help others. There are a lot of hurting people in our nation right now, and in other nations of the world as well. They need God and all of his blessings for sure. And sometimes those blessings come through our willingness to share the resources he has given us. Is he speaking to you today about this matter?
Well, as always, we're blessed to have Ma and Paul with us this morning sharing some wisdom. And perhaps we would ask the Father, as the National Day of Prayer comes, to open our ears to hear carefully what he's saying. Tomorrow is the National Day of Prayer. And the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance wants to remind you that there will be a prayer gathering at what used to be the Port St. Lucie Civic Center, now the Mid-Florida Event Center. That will be tomorrow evening, May the 5th, at 6:30 p.m. Please plan to come out and be a part of these great prayer events that will be taking place on the National Day of Prayer. Going to go to a song, If My People, and then we have a wonderful guest, Gene Edwards. Some of you may be familiar with his books, many books he has written, but perhaps a book that many of you have read, A Tale of Three Kings. As we will go into interview with Gene Edwards in just a few moments, want to let you know that we do have four copies this morning of A Tale of Three Kings that we will make available to the first four individuals who call us at the station and request a copy of that book. Karen, could you give us the phone numbers?
Yes, that number is 888-221-8990.
Turn from their sins, I will heal.